Hello gamers, and welcome to Is This Game Queer? I'm your host Leo, and I love video games and overthinking things. In this episode, we fill our coffee cups as we answer the question, is Hazelcat queer? As usual, the episode will contain some spoilers for the game, though I will try to avoid anything too major. Hazelcat is a visual novel about working in a cat cafe, dating your co-workers, and perhaps breaking a curse. It was published by Date Naito in 2016 and it's available on PC and Mac. In Hazelcat, you play as Avery Gray, who gets a new job at a cat cafe where not everything is as it seems. Along the way, they date one of their co-workers, Beirut, and try to figure out the magic behind the cafe. First off, the good. The cast of characters is quite diverse for such a small number of characters. Each of Avery's co-workers has their own romance route, and while there are very few other NPCs, the ones that do show up also have their own personality. Each of the romantic routes reveals more of the story about the characters and the backgrounds, and especially about the magic system and other world-building aspects. This makes for great replayability, though you may want to turn the auto skip on for the bits that are shared between routes. However, this isn't as much as you might think. Even the end confrontations vary depending on which of your co-workers you chose today. The visual style is quite cute, which is great because the characters and the cats are also supposed to be cute. I was also very impressed with the magic system in the game, although the magic itself has no gameplay effects. The world building behind it and all the different adaptations and the way people apply their skills to different tasks is quite fascinating. I also appreciate that not only the characters' personalities but their stories with Avery are quite different from one person to the next. So it doesn't feel like you are just repeating the same thing over and over. Then, they're not so good. The thing about having more information on other routes is that there are pretty much always some plot threads or implications left hanging. So even though a single playthrough is pretty much satisfactory, it will leave you with many questions, and there are some mysteries that I'm not sure were ever solved in the game. This is made all the more frustrating when you are not always clear on which choices will take you to which route, and the point where the game lets you know whose route you are on is some ways into the game, so you may need a guide to get all the characters. While the art is quite cute and it's fun to look at throughout all the hours of playing, some of the special graphics are not quite the same quality, which is kind of a letdown when it's one of the final images in a route and suddenly it feels like somebody just didn't finish the work. Also, something that might not be a negative for you, but could bother some people, while the game starts off rather cheery and light, there are some definite darker moments along the way. And finally, the queer. The main character Avery's design is not explicitly gendered either way, and this is true for all the slight differences between different customized options for Avery's look. Furthermore, they have three different pronouns choices, he, him, she, her, and they, them, And this can be changed at any time in the options menu, including in the middle of a playthrough. All the characters are romanceable, regardless of your choices with Avery's design or pronouns, and Avery's presented gender is never questioned or commented on by other characters. Also, while there are no real NPC couples, aside from whoever is romancing the PC at the time, there are some clear same-sex crushes and past relationships for some of the NPCs, so the game also avoids the usual only the PC is queer trap. Some might not like this arrangement so much if they want explicitly same-sex relationships, since, well, Avery is not explicitly any gender, but I found it a refreshing change from all the games where you choose your gender once and get locked into it forever and ever. All in all, Hustle Cat is a cute game with good world building, and if you're into visual novels at all, it's definitely worth a try. However, do be aware of the darker elements in the story, because it's not all purrs and kitten paws at a cat's paw. However, maybe you just might lift the curse. As usual, thank you for listening to me ramble about Hustle Cat. Also, happy Trans Day of Visibility 2021.